Hey, it's the Woody and Jim Show podcast. We don't have like a paid podcast or like a Patreon account. So
yeah. So if you could roll up a dollar bill or maybe even a $10 bill and shove it into your phone right now.
Your air vents.
Yeah, air vents.
Something. Car.
Yeah. As far as we know, that works. .95 in Murfreesboro, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the morning. Do you love yacht rock? Or maybe you don't like yacht rock. You'd rather nyacht hear yacht rock.
Well, it's time for yacht or nyacht.
I feel like I was in the middle of a Dr. Seuss book there for a second.
All right. I am.
We're going to let you drive the musical ship, and you get to decide what we'll play right after the break.
Is it going to be a yacht rock song or nyacht?
All right. Our yacht rock song this time around is Christopher Cross and Ride Like the Wind.
Kind of like on the Mount Rushmore of yacht rock.
Yeah. One of the ground zero of yacht rock. All right.
Watching the yacht rock special on Max.
Yeah.
I did. He wrote that when he was totally tripping.
Yeah.
While on a bus ride.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those songs where are the lyrics, is that really what it's about?
Is that what you see there?
Yeah, you probably don't check the lyrics.
Okay, yeah, it's for the best.
All right. And for the yacht rock category, something drastically different. The Village People at YMCA.
YMCA.
Now, you mentioned it almost qualifies as yacht rock in a way.
I think it's yacht rock adjacent.
Right.
Because they have another song that's about being on a boat.
Yeah, in the Navy.
In the Navy.
Yeah, so they're almost there.
It's close to their heart.
Yeah.
So, which is it going to be? Here's where you decide. You can text us at 615-553-0933.
Yes.
You can tell us yacht or nyacht,
mm-hmm.
which is basically yacht with an N before it.
Right.
Or you can just say the songs.
Yeah,
you
say know? YMCA or Christopher Cross, Ride Like the Wind. You decide, and we'll play the winner coming up after the break. Text us your decision at 615-553-0933. Three things you want to know this morning.
Here we are, a quarter of the way through the 21st century,
mm-hmm.
and there's still great train robberies. I thought this was just old movies, but thieves targeted freight trains running through the deserts of California and Arizona, and apparently they cut some air brake hoses and were able to make off with $2 million worth of new Nike sneakers that
really?
Were on those trains.
Wow.
So there's going to be some black market and eBay, you know, Nikes on sale.
Some road stand in the middle of Arizona.
Yeah, exactly.
Get your shoes right here.
$2 million train heist.
Wow. That is amazing. A new trend on TikTok. It's a new challenge, and it's really, 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 really stupid. It's called dropping things on your foot, or hashtag drop challenge, where you drop heavier and heavier things on your bare foot, and then you rank between 1 and 10, the amount of pain you feel.
Oh,
one guy went viral by dropping like a hammer, a space heater, and a cordless drill on his foot. Even TikTok is saying, maybe you shouldn't do this. And they've taken some of the videos down.
Are they being a little proactive on this? I think that's a smart idea.
Because they're that stupid.
Because we're all on air, like Tide Pods?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh,
we had a text from a nice lady named Jerry a little bit ago. It said, you know, this is not unique to TikTok.
She said, when I moved to Nashville from Texas in the sixth grade, kids were actually putting their fingers in the pencil sharpener just to get out of school. So it shows you that we don't need TikTok to do dumb things.
It just gives us an outlet.
We've always had it in us.
The stupid has always been there.
It's still there. It just surfaces in different ways.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Don't let the door hit you on the way out trend in local TV is continuing. Nikki Burdine, who was co-anchor at News 2 in the morning.
Yeah, we love her.
She's out after 7 years. At News 2, and there's no word yet on whether she left of her own accord or if she was shown the door. But this comes just a couple of weeks after her co-anchor, Neil Orne left the station after 29 years. That was his decision.
That's weird. Yeah, a lot of people are leaving local news, so you wonder what's going on.
Just in a, you know, people we kind of, you know, come to see as friends, even though we just see them on our phones or on our TVs.
Yeah, we can relate to those people who have to get up so damn early in the morning. Yeah.
So good luck to Nikki if, whatever she's about to do.
All right. Yacht or Nyacht? Do we have a winner?
You, our 93.3 Totally Hits listeners, have said Yacht Rock.
Yacht!
You voted for Christopher Cross.
All right.
And Ride Like the Wind over the Village People.
Right now, champagne is popping, and Christopher Cross is ready to ride like the wind.
Try not to listen to the words. They're really weird.
They're disturbing, yeah.
Much stranger than you probably thought. Now, that's all you're going to do. Sorry, exactly. I intercepted you.
And now a Woody and Jim podcast extra, 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 extra.
And it has to do with Christopher Cross, who just won the Yacht or Nyacht.
Mm-hmm.
It was last summer, the summer of 24, and Woody and I were at a golf course in Hermitage, and we met up with Big Joe on the go.
Yes.
And everybody knows Joe Dubin, and we've known him for decades.
And for some reason, the subject of Christopher Cross came up.
Yeah.
And he had a story to tell. I think we were taking a picture out in the sunlight.
Yeah.
And
it reminded him of Christopher Cross, and he actually uttered the words, "Christopher Cross, that son of a bitch."
As Christopher Cross refused to go out into the sunlight to take a picture because of the threat of skin cancer.
At the time, Joe Dubin, working for one of our TV stations here in Nashville, he was in charge of going out and with his camera getting some words for the TV news about one of his shows happening here in Nashville. I don't know where. And apparently they were under a tent and it was too dark for a good camera shot.
Yeah, so he says, "Hey, come out in the sunlight for a little bit and we'll take a picture."
And that's when Christopher Cross went off on Big Joe Dubin,
saying he had several members of his family that have suffered from melanoma and skin cancer.
And he's screaming
at Big Joe and saying, "You're only going to be out in the sun for like 4 seconds. I think you'll be okay."
Right. And so that's why, you know, Big Joe says, you know, "Oh, Christopher Cross, that son of a bitch. So after he told us that story, we had AI create a song about that story, and we still have the recording of that. This I'm just going to play it through my phone.
Yes.
We'll get through the through the refrain and let you hear this little story. A little story we call Big Joe and Christopher Cross.
Big Joe, television set in hand. The face worn by labor, a hard-working man. Met old Christopher Cross on a sunny Nashville day. Wanted a photograph before they went on their way. Joe said, "Step into the sun, let's capture that glint." But Cross shook his head, gave a cautious hint. "Sorry, Joe, but the sun ain't my friend. Skin cancer ain't a battle. I wanna fight again. Christopher Cross, you son of a bitch. Hiding in the shadows away from life's hit. Joe just want a snapshot, memory to laugh. But sometimes heroes stand down from the shadows of the past."
We could take that to Music Row. That would be a number one hit.
It would. It would. And you know how hard we worked on that? We could not get the AI to say, "You son of a bitch."
Right. So we had to change it to "son of a bits."
So it would sound like that. And it worked.
So Christopher Cross, you son of a bitch. All right. There's our tale.
Now back to the podcast.
Our phones are listening to us all the time.
I know.
They say that they don't, but they do. We were having a meeting with our program director, Chris Atticus, a few days ago. And we made reference to, we're all Star Trek fans, and we made reference to a bizarre, little-known episode of Star Trek, The Next Generation.
That was in the late 80s?
Yeah. And we made a reference to this. We had our phones out, and the phones heard us. Since then, we've been getting nothing but ads for t-shirts about that one specific episode of Star Trek.
Yes. We're speaking like an alien language.
Yes.
And we imitated that alien language. Now both Woody and I have gotten ads mm-hmm. on Instagram for t-shirts that say those alien words.
The exact words we were saying.
So it's not even like, they're not common words.
No.
They're not even human words. So, like, there's ridiculous proof.
Yes.
I have more ridiculous proof.
Yes.
Gina, who's not on the show this morning because she's visiting family out west.
Yeah, she'll be back tomorrow.
And there was just the other day, she was talking to us about the dog she was fostering, who apparently had eaten a raccoon.
Uh-huh.
And, like, later that day, and I would say about every other day since she talked about it last week, I have gotten ads for rodent removal under your porch.
Oh, having in case trouble, you have raccoons.
Yeah, have raccoons. Do you have problems with possums, skunks? I've never gotten those before.
No.
Until that conversation. Yeah. And we only talked about it once here on the show.
In front of our phones.
In front of the phones.
And yesterday I mentioned that I tried the Post Malone Oreos and they were really good. And now I'm getting nothing but ads on TikTok for the Post Malone Oreos. It's like they're listening all the time. That'd be a fun experiment. You know, take your phone out. Don't do anything with it, but just set it on the counter and then say something obscure around it and see if you get ads for that one particular thing.
See if it comes along.
Yeah.
Something that has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
You've never talked about it before.
Yeah.
You've never bought anything from that before.
Say something like, I love spider monkeys.
yeah. I don't know if there's be ads for spider monkeys.
I don't know, yeah.
But
get a spider monkey t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could get merch. So do the test.
Yeah.
We'll try to come up with a test here.
Yeah. Are you ready for a Woody and Jim mood boost? I hope so.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
A family lived in Washington State, and they were going to move to Colorado. They had a beloved cat that he had for years named Sunny Moo. Apparently meant something to them.
Sunny Moo.
And the cat went missing, and they couldn't find her anywhere.
Oh, but it's terrible. And then they had to leave.
They had to move. They moved
town.
Across the country, you know, several states over, and they were worried that they were never going to see Sunny Moo again. And they kind of given up hope and thought, okay, I guess we just have to come to grips that we're never going to see her again. Until
3 weeks and 1,150 miles of road. They brought in our hide-a-bed sofa and started to unwrap it.
I heard a meow.
I ran to the garage where Andy was.
I rushed in there, pulled out the hide-a-bed, you know, and I could see that there was a small little hole into the armrest. We're so glad to have her back in our life, and she's just living her best ninth life.
Wow.
Living her best nine lives.
Just traveled the country by couch.
Yeah. Cats love to crawl into places that you wouldn't think they could even fit. But
and
yeah, there you go.
Now they're reunited.
That's right, and it feels so good. There's a mood boost from Woody and Jim. Totally hits, totally Nashville. 93.3 FM. If anybody gets a moment today, they might want to send a condolence card to State Representative Todd Warner. Apparently, they have shelved his idea of changing the Nashville International Airport, BNA, to the Donald J. Trump International Airport. They said that it would cost like $10 million
right.
to change it. So they put it on the shelf for now.
Right now we're saving money.
Yeah.
We're firing everybody and saving money. We're not spending money.
But Representative Warner went on to say that there should be a Trump-named airport in every state. That would not be confusing whatsoever.
Well, let's think about that.
We're leaving Trump International Airport and landing in Trump International Airport.
He's got so many good ideas.
Every piece of luggage would have the same tag on it. So that no one would ever get their luggage back, ever. So, yeah.
He has such good ideas. I'm going to start following him.
I can't wait to, you know, just get in there and start kissing some butt.
I like his idea of the solar lamp. That only works outside during the daytime.
During the daytime, yeah.
I think that's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
There's also other president / air travel news.
Uh-huh.
And this is nonpartisan, okay?
Okay.
Donald J. Trump, the President of the United States ordered back in the previous time he was president,
right?
Brand new Air Force Ones.
Okay.
Like not the sneakers, but the actual jet
that
actually flies the president around the world and around the country. And he's upset that the plane isn't ready yet.
That he ordered like 4 years ago.
Right.
Okay.
So he has, I guess, told the media and behind closed doors, told Elon Musk, I think I need to like sic you on them to get them to speed it up because you build rockets and stuff.
Yeah.
The contract is with Boeing.
Ah.
So for the first time in a long time, even the people that really don't like the president are agreeing that that's a really good idea. You should make Boeing go faster and have less checks on quality and safety.
Yeah, because they've had a really good track record
they've
lately.
They don't. Excellent couple of years.
Yeah.
They're doing so great.
It's not things falling off planes and doors opening while they're at 35,000 feet.
You know what? Just cut corners.
Yeah.
Go fast.
Yeah.
Build these things. Just get them out there.
And let's fire everybody that would do quality control checks.
Do you want to go on the one that they said, yeah, go fast.
Yeah,
keep it moving. But there's a problem. Keep it moving.
Just keep going. We got to have 10 of these planes done by noon. Let's go. Let's go. We mentioned earlier that we had made some reference to some obscure episode of Star Trek a while back where our phones were out. We were in a meeting. And all of a sudden, we started getting ads for that specific episode, T-shirts and stuff like that.
Yeah. That involved, like, an alien language.
Yeah.
So it's not even like, oh, yeah, they were just Star Trek shirts. They were Star Trek shirts with those alien words written across them. And we're like, okay, that is really scary.
I know specific.
Our phones are listening. Yeah.
I mentioned yesterday that I tried the new Post Malone Oreos. Since then, I've been getting nothing but ads for the Post Malone Oreos. So we thought, let's say something near our phone.
Yeah.
And well, you can play along, and we're going to chant it at the phone.
So unlock your phone.
Yes.
So that it's awake, unless it probably doesn't matter.
It probably actually
you could probably have it in
matter.
A tank of water, and it'll still spy on you. But Woody and I, we've each chosen something random to say.
Right. We haven't told each other what it is yet or said it out loud near our phones yet.
And we will chant them out loud next to our phones, and then we will monitor our phones over the next 12 hours.
Yes. And see if we get ads for that specific thing.
Yeah. And if you're listening to the show, pay attention. If you see an ad for any of the things that we chant into our phones right now, let us know.
Yeah.
You got to send us a screenshot or something like that.
All right.
Okay. You want to go first, Woody?
Sure.
Okay.
Here's the word I'm going to chant into the phone.
Okay.
Avocado. 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 Avocado.
Avocado. Avocado. Okay. All right.
All right.
All right. We did it.
Okay. Now you, you go next.
Mine has absolutely nothing to do with anything in my life.
Okay.
And Gina, who's not even here, has ever said this, but my word is two words.
Okay.
Pregnancy test. Pregnancy test.
Pregnancy test.
Pregnancy test. So if you get ads for avocado or pregnancy test on your phones,
yes.
Share it with us. We're going to monitor everything. We're going to go on all of our social media and see what comes up in the next few hours.
Because the phones are listening, and they will give us what we want.
It's not like those things would have come up like from like our emails
or
anything we've looked up.
So
we just chose some random-ish.
Yeah. And if you're listening on the 93.3 Total Hits app, it's right there on your phone anyway, so it heard those words.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, all right.
Yeah, we'll check in tomorrow with this bold scientific experiment that everybody knows it's probably going to turn up. We're going to get some of those ads.
Yes, yes. Let us know if it pops up on your phone. We're aboard our yacht right now as we're playing Yacht or Nyacht. You get to pick the song we're going to be playing right after our three things you want to know coming up in a little bit.
That's right. So we always pit a yacht rock song versus a song that's not yacht rock.
It's a nyacht song.
Yeah, that's the shorthand version of it. And this morning, let's go with our Yacht Rock Contender is a little more floaty.
Take it off of me, like you're the only one.
The wonderfully mumbly Michael McDonald.
Yeah. Even though you really can't understand most of the things he sings.
But it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You just love it.
It's like, I don't want to know. It sounds good just like that. And then the whole band kicks in with
I know.
Yeah.
Then we have to have a contender that represents the Yacht Rock.
And to that we go overseas. We go to ABBA. So much fun. It's got a lot going for it. It's a couple of guys, a couple of girls. Are they all one family band? Are they couples? Are they a family, like one brother is married to the other one's sister? I don't even know the ABBA story.
I have no idea.
It is, it's fascinating.
Whatever. It is. It's interesting.
And when it comes together, it sounds so nice. So, I mean, there's a case to be made for both Yacht or Nyacht.
Mm-hmm. You must choose now by texting us your decision. Will it be Yacht or Nyacht? 615-553-0933. That is our text line.
That's right. Or you can do it on the Woody and Jim and the 93.3 Totally Hits Facebook page. And coming up, after Three Things You Want to Know, we will play what you've decided
That's right.
you want to hear.
Three things you want to know this morning. You remember Candy Crush? It was big for a
mm-hmm.
while. Apparently, it's still around, and a woman in Great Britain is addicted to Candy Crush, and she just earned $215,000 in court. Apparently, a doctor put on her a medicine for restless leg syndrome okay. called Ropinirole, and apparently that causes you to, it messes with your impulse control. So all she did all the time was play Candy Crush over and over, and I guess the court said she should have been warned about that. And so the doctor has to pay $215,000.
Because she played Candy Crush
yeah.
constantly?
That's why doctors are so expensive, because they have to have the malpractice insurance.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. I forgot to warn you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll make you go crazy. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Farmville.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Farmville.
Watch out for Farmville. It's going to be on all the new pharmaceutical ads, you know, like where they do the list of symptoms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zuckerberg would love to bring back Farmville.
Yes, he would. It's a sad day for people who sew and do crafts because Joann Fabrics, they said they were just going to close down some of their stores just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Have now announced they are closing down all of their stores, many of them here in the area.
Yeah.
And we were just going to lose a few of them, but now the whole company is going under. So I guess they're going to have sales, but like a lot of them, do you remember, you know, when stores used to go out of business, they used to take a long time. Now they're going really fast.
Yeah.
Like Big Lots announced, oh, we're going out of business and closing all our stores. And they said, you know, come on in and get your deals. They were closed within 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Bargain Hunt is also closing. And they're the ones that would take over businesses that went out of business.
Right.
So, you know, all we have left is Spirit Halloween.
Every single store is going to be a Spirit Halloween store.
My God.
We predict it.
Remember in 2018, the Fyre Festival that went so well as they had all these high-priced influencers telling you to come to this exotic island for a music festival. And it all went belly up. People spent a whole lot of money and there was a big... You know, everyone was canceling on it.
People had to be rescued.
Yeah, they had to live in, like, you know, Red Cross tents and eat bologna out of styrofoam. Well, the guy who went to jail about that for 6 years for fraud, he says, I'm going to do it again. So there's going to be Fyre Festival 2. And tickets are on sale now, starting at about $1,100 a ticket.
And?
It's going to be on an island near, you know, Mexico and the Gulf of America. And
and for a mere $1,100,000,
yeah, you can have 8 friends come with you. So there you go. Get your tickets. They're not saying who's going to be there because they don't know yet.
They have no acts lined up to perform.
It's going
to
be so good that it doesn't matter who's performing because it's going to be so amazing. What an amazing experience. Good luck.
And it could be, your ticket to getting onto the next documentary about failed Fyre Festival 2.
I guess he just can't wait to go back to prison. All right, there's three things you want to know with Woody and Jim. And now the conclusion of Yacht or Nyacht We gave you a choice between two songs, the Doobie Brothers or ABBA. And by a very slim margin, through your text, you have voted. And the winner is... Yacht.
Yeah, the yacht has sunk.
The ship is going down.
Jack.
There he goes, to the bottom of the Northern Atlantic.
And now let's change the tune completely, because our winner is ABBA.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line.
So what are we doing today?
Well, I believe I'm going to, that since the weather's good,
yes,
I've started changing my own oil on my car to save money.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, and to feel a little more manly.
Yeah.
You know?
You're covered in grease and manliness.
Yeah, I changed my oil.
Start pull up trees by the roots.
Yeah. You know, it takes like 20 minutes at one of those oil change places. But for me, it only takes like 3 hours.
3 hours. But you save $19.
That's right. What about you, Woody?
Yesterday I went home and took a nap, and then we had family come over, so I'm probably going to do all the stuff I meant to do yesterday today.
Today.
Which means I'll be getting a car wash and doing taxes and stuff like
Unless
that.
Something interrupts it again.
Yes, so I will desperately be looking for something to interrupt it. You guys have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow morning.
Good luck in your interrupt us.